Yeah, I tell you, today wasn't our best. That was, whew, that offense was rolling. No, I think we know what we're doing more. We looked at a few things today that didn't look real good, that were a little bit new. But our guys are working hard. They're smart, and they really want to be great.
Rob, how much growth have you seen from Kenny Vaccaro? You had him in a lot of positions last year.
Right. Well, I think, you know, he's one of our smarter players, and he's one of our leaders. So he's had great growth. You know, coming back from that injury is awesome to get him back out there. He looks great to me. You know, tomorrow will be his type of day. You know, we got the pads on. He loves to play. So he'll be excited, and he'll be running around and doing some things. But nice thing with Kenny, he knows every position. So, you know, with a guy like that, they're invaluable to your defense.
Patrick Robinson made a couple plays today. What have you seen from him?
He's looking great. He's competing with Champ and Corey White. So that'll be a great competition all camp. And you know, we're blessed to have some really good football players. And Patrick looks great.
I'm surprised how smooth he's looked. I mean, coming off that huge injury last year, missing the entire year. I imagine he's chomping at the bit back out here, but he's looked really smooth.
Yeah. You know, he's always looked smooth. I mean, he's a unique guy. He's a tall guy that can bend, and those guys are really rare. So, you know, but he's been in great shape. He's worked hard all offseason. So, you know, we're excited about him and the things he's going to bring for us.
Have you seen where players that have serious injuries like you did, the next year they really struggle to come back? Not so much but mentally?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I guess he's been through a couple of those before, so but he looks great to me, like he's never had any trouble, any problems at all.
How much better, I guess, as a coach from year one to year two do you feel like you can be in New Orleans?
Well, I think I have to be a lot better. I think the nice thing is, you know, with our staff, it's easy to be really good. So, but we got to be better. We got to learn our team as fast as we can. I think that's the biggest thing in preseason is making sure you keep the right players and then, you know, evaluating them, getting their strengths and find out exactly, you know, our identity on defense. And every year is different. We got a lot to prove this year, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Rob, how excited you are, Victor Butler, you know, just right there, chomping at the bit, getting opportunities now, obviously, and to see that first game action. I know your background with him. And I know fans are looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Yeah, I think we're definitely wanting to see him out there with pads. Again, there's a guy coming off injury that we got to see how he's going to do and how, you know, how he's going to progress and things like that. So we're excited about that. Can't wait to see him play and you know, see him rush the passer and do the things that we know he's capable of.
Is Corey White a guy you could see moving around the secondary a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think he really excelled for us as an inside player. Last year he had to start, you know, he started about six games for us and at outside corner. And again, he's another smart guy. He's got a lot of talent, so he could play multiple spots for us.
Creating turnovers, how much of a priority, obviously, but trying to hammer it home with these guys out here?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're doing everything we can. We got to be better at it. I mean, that was a weakness for us last year. We've identified it. We're trying to coach it better than we did last year. We're trying to play it better than we did last year. You know, it has to pay off for us. I mean, we need to improve in that area if we want to be a great defense.
Does it ever get old for you that you're this cult hero in New Orleans?
No, I'd rather be a hero than a goat. So, you know, hell, I want to make sure we do the right thing. And I love New Orleans and just happens to be an awesome city. And they appreciate, you know, just a good guy.
Right, but along those lines, it seems like your hair has gotten a little longer.
I'm going to get it cut, it's too long and waited a little too long this year, but I'll be getting it cut when I get back.
What are some of the things you guys liked about Brendan Vetter?
I think he's a good, solid player. He's played nose, he's played end and tackle, so he's a good football player, and we're excited about him. You know, he's got to make, you know, strides in our system, but I think he will. I think he's a smart guy, and he's got good toughness, and looking forward to seeing him out there with the pads on tomorrow.
How concerning to you is Jairus Bird's situation right now?
Well, I know he's working hard. He's doing everything he can, you know, and I'm sure everything will work out. You know, so it's not concerning to me. I know he's in great hands, and, you know, we're going to do the right thing. We're always doing the right thing here with the Saints, so, you know, we're taking our time with him because, you know, we can.
Your brother alluded to this, and I think most people would agree. The job you did last year, he was surprised that no one interviewed you for a head coaching position. Is that a chip on your shoulder? You've done so much, but does that still motivate you in some way to prove even more?
No, I mean, hey, that... Yeah, I've been coaching a long time, and I've been an assistant a long time. I've never been a head coach, when people want to give me that opportunity, that'll be great. Until then, I want to whip ass and be a great assistant.